633 names. 633 names. Amen. Over 60 years. 633 names. That's one. Anybody else? I'll try to be as brief as possible today, but I've had knots all in my stomach about this day, and tried to pray, and I've been up multiple times through the night, especially in the morning, trying to please the Lord. That's what I want to do today. I want to please the Lord, but I also want you to be able to let go and let God. As I firmly believe where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's going to be liberty. And so as you're listening to me today, if it's God's will that I say a few things, I want to give you an opportunity to say whatever's on your heart. And even while I'm trying to preach, if God gives you something to say or do, you just mind the Spirit of the Lord. I hope everybody got one of these. This little thing here, it says from Jerusalem to Nashville, Tennessee. It says John the Beloved was one of the 12 apostles baptized by John the Baptist and a member of the church Jesus organized in Jerusalem. And in Matthew 16 and 18, it says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, if it's the Lord's will, I'll read a little bit more of that in a little while. And I'm going to ask one of the preachers this afternoon when you gather together too after lunch, and maybe they'll read some of it. But you know what's been on my heart? I was going to that ordination yesterday, and I was praying. I said, and every time I go to an ordination, I always know that I could be picked on. You say, preachers get picked on? Yeah, you get picked on or picked to do something in an ordination, and you really don't know what it is. And I didn't know what it was. And so I was praying all the way there, and I was praying, Lord, if I'm supposed to say or do something, give me something to talk about. And there was only one thing that kept coming to me, and that is love. Love has and will keep us together. I believe that. I believe love has kept this church together for 60 years. I believe that with all my heart. So I got ready to go to the ordination. I'm ready to preach on love. And guess what? They asked me to do the interrogation. And so that's not too lovely for somebody to have to do. But when you depend on the Lord, and that's what I've always tried to do, is depend on the Lord for everything that I'm saying to. And so then I began to think about, well, God, what do you want me to say? Love has and will keep us together these 60 years. And John chapter, or the third epistle of John came to me. I'm going to read 8 verses of Scripture. The third epistle of John. Third epistle of John is one letter. It has 14 verses, but I'm only going to read 8 of them. And I guess if there was anything that, if Jesus came back today, one thing He would love about this church is they're still preaching the truth. I didn't know if I'd get an amen out of that or not, but I believe that. I believe that if the Lord came back right now, He'd find us still preaching the truth. And John, this is what he said, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. He said, beloved, I wished above all things that thou mayest prosper to be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. He said, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Now, I can think of Brother Forsey and Brother Maggard and other preachers that they came back today, Brother Gregory, many others that they came back today. Some of them have gone on. Brother Howard Taylor and others that have been pastors here and deacons here. If they come back today, I would think they would greatly rejoice to find their children still walking in truth. He said, beloved, thou dost faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring effort on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his name's sake, they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. And in verse 8 it says, we therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers of the truth. Thank you for coming today and helping us in this service. Thank you for coming today and being a part of what God has accomplished here. And I'm going to tell you, if there's been any accomplishment in this church, if there's to be any accomplishment in the furtherance of the gospel, it'll be because God allowed it. God ordained it. God set it apart. We're still trying in our weak way to uphold the doctrines of Jesus Christ that was founded upon the apostles, and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, are trying to continue to build up a habitation or a house of the Lord for this community. Now, the thing that has kept us together, as I've already said, is love. The Apostle Paul said in the third chapter of the Colossian letter, he said this, in the third chapter of the book of Colossians, I want to read a few verses of Scripture there, beginning with verse 12. And after I read these few verses of Scripture, then we'll let the Lord take over and whatever He wants done in this service and today. And so as we look at the third chapter of the book of Colossians, and I want to look at verse 12. And the thing that I want to point out here is a comment that he made in the 14th verse, and that is the bond of perfectness. Saying, you know what the bond of perfectness is? It's a joint of completeness is what it is. And this is what he says. He said, put on therefore as the elect of God. And we talked about that in Sunday school today. Brother Terry taught us about that. He says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. He said, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against thee, even as Christ forgave ye, so also ye do ye. And look at verse 14. And he says, above all these things that we know to do, he said, above all of these things, put on unconditional love. He says, put on charity. Put on that love. And that's what has kept this church together. The love. The love for lost souls. The love for each other. You said, but I've had some issues over the years, maybe with this brother or that brother, or this sister, or that sister. I'm going to tell you right now, this way that the altar, let's come together today and rejoice and be glad because God has allowed us to be here today. There's many that would like to be here. You know that, don't you? That they can't be. Some have gone on, you see. And some that refuse to come back. But listen today. We as a church, and the one thing as the pastor of this church, is I love you, and I want you to love me. I really do. Some people say, well, I don't care whether you love me or not. I do. I want you to love me, and I love you. I don't even know some of you. I haven't even met. But if you're my brother or my sister, you are my brother and sister, and I love you. And if you're not, tell you what, I want you to be. I want you to be my brother or my sister. To be honest with you, this church is still pointing souls to Calvary. Because that's the only one that can save your soul from sin. And so he says, above all of these things, he says, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, or the word means completeness. And let the peace of God, I hope and pray that you leave today with joy in your heart, and that you can leave with the peace of God, and let it rule in your hearts, to the which also you're called in one body. And if there's one thing that I am today, and I hope every person here is, and that he says, and be ye thankful. We are thankful. I am so thankful for being here today, Brother Don, aren't you? I'm glad God has spared his life. I'm glad there's others that have come, that have tragedy, they have trial, they have terminal illness. And you know what? They just keep on coming back. What keeps you coming back, Brother Don? Because you got a free preacher? What? No, that ain't why he comes back. He comes back because you got the love of God in his heart. I'll tell you that's why. Hey, you didn't come because I got a haircut today, did you? You came because you found something precious to your soul. And you for them. I'm thankful for every charter member of this church. I'm thankful for every pastor that stood behind this sacred desk. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for God. I'm thankful that we still have the truth here at Faith Missionary Baptist Church. And listen, he said, be ye thankful and let the word of Christ dwell in you richly with all wisdom. He says, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. He said, and whatever you do in the word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father of Him. And so today we come together, how we sing songs of praise, how we sing songs of Him. And I'm glad we still are here at Faith Missionary Baptist Church. We lift up our hearts and make melody in our hearts unto the Lord for the good things that He has done. The 126th Psalm I read to you today, you know what it was? It was a song. People sang that song. They were glad and so glad that the Lord blessed us in so many ways. And now last week I concluded with this verse of Scripture. I've been preaching the last few weeks on being overcomers, of being the conquerors, you see, more than conquerors in Jesus Christ. And today I had to just kind of sit back and say, well, maybe I'm not supposed to preach that today. But then I got to go right back to how I concluded last week. I'm going to conclude the same way today. In the book of Romans, I believe it is. In the book of Romans, I got really another sermon to preach, and I do. Actually, three sermons, but I'm going to conclude this one with these verses of Scripture. Aren't you glad of that? I am. Listen to what it says. In the book of the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, I said that love has and will keep us together. You know how I know that? Because the Word tells me that. This is what the Word says. The Word says in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, in verse 35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us? It says, shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or even a sword. He says, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. He said, nay. He says, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. We love Him because He first loved us. We love each other because He put His love in our heart and a love for the church. Oh, Jesus loves this church. He loves His churches. You say, I didn't know about it. I thought there was just one church. The Bible says there's churches. Local physical body of baptized believers scattered all over the world. I've been in service with them in Kenya. I've been in service with them in Ghana. I've been in service with them in Jamaica. And I've been in service with them in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, West Virginia. I'll tell you, I've been in Oregon. I've been in Washington State. I've been in service with all kinds of our people and churches all over this place. And I love them, every one. But as much as I love them, there's one that loves us even more than I love them. And this is what he said. Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I'm persuaded, I am thoroughly convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, I was going to read some of the things why I love the Lord today, but if you'd like to go back over to the 116th Division of Psalms, you can read that. Because you see, there is a lot of reasons why I love the Lord. And the psalmist says, I love the Lord because, you know what, the very first reason he gives the reason why he loves the Lord, because he listens to us. A lot of times I don't listen to my wife too much. He obviously... Somebody might say, why not? Well, I'm usually got so many different things on my mind and heart. And I'm not proud of that. But a lot of times, you know what? We need to just stop and listen to that still small voice and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for listening to me, because He listened to all of us, didn't He? But we all take a few moments and just listen to Him. And sometimes I do, I'll just have to put down everything and look at my wife, and she'll say, look at me now, look at me. I got something I got to say. And I'll tell you, she's a good thing to look at. I love her. And the Lord loves His church. He loves His bride. He loves us so much that I told a couple of young men this week, riding in the cab with truck, I said, you know what? I said, the Lord gave His blood so that we could have what we have today. Amen. He told, Paul did, he says, Him He hath purchased. So that's what he told the church at Ephesus. He said in the book of Acts, 20th chapter, he said, this church He purchased with His own blood. He gave His life for it. And let me reaffirm, nothing, absolutely nothing, will separate us from the love of Christ. The love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I'm going to read this, and then we'll try to be done. But think about this for just a moment. I thought about just going right to the area where it said Faith Missionary Baptist Church. But I want to start right there where it says John the Beloved baptized Polycarp on December the 25th, 95 A.D. Polycarp organized the Pardis Church at the foot of Tiber in 150 A.D. Tertullian was a member of the Pardis Church and organized Pontifossi Church and organized the church at Tehran, Italy in 237 A.D. Telestamen from Tehran Church organized Pontifossi Church at the foot of the Alps in France in 389 A.D. Andromachus came from Pontifossi Church and organized Darthea Church in Asia Minor in 671 A.D. Archer Flavin came from the Darthean Church and organized the Timto Church at Asia Minor in 738. Balcaleo came from the Timto Church and organized the Lima Piedmont Church in 812 A.D. Aaron Arlington was ordained by the Lima Piedmont Church in 940 A.D. and he organized the Cliff Hill Church in Wales, England in 987 A.D. The Baptists of Wales increased, and as Baptist missionaries went forth in the Master's cause, Baptist churches began to be organized throughout the country and spread to America. In June of 1701, the Welch Tract Church was organized by Elder Thomas Griffin. Old Union Church was organized by Alexander Devine in 1795. Does everybody know that that was when President George Washington was in his second term? 1795, who came from the Welch Next Church, South Carolina, which was an offspring of the Welch Tract Church. Brush Creek Missionary Baptist Church was organized by John Hightower in 1802, who came from Old Union Missionary Baptist Church in Warren County, Kentucky. And you see, even we go back there, because a former pastor here is now the pastor of that church, Elder David Swindle. God has been so good to us here at Faith. Round Lake Missionary Baptist Church was organized by Central Bethel in 1803, who came from Brush Creek Missionary Baptist Church. And then Peyton Creek Missionary Baptist Church was organized by John Wiseman in 1812, who came from Round Lake Missionary Baptist Church. Mount Tabor Missionary Baptist Church was organized in 1836 by Daniel Smith, who came from Peyton Creek Missionary Baptist Church. Then Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church was organized by L.A. Minnick in 1871, who came from Mount Tabor Missionary Baptist Church. Then McFerrin Missionary Baptist Church was organized by the late Henry Smith in 1948, who came from Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Faith Missionary Baptist Church was a result of a mission conducted by Elder Robert Gregory, meeting in a tent. In September of October 1956, a building was rented at Nolansville Road and Peachtree Street to house the mission. An arm was extended from McFerrin Missionary Baptist Church. And on Sunday, December the 16th, 1956, Faith Missionary Baptist Church was established. The formation of Faith Missionary Baptist Church was as a result of a mission conducted by Brother Robert Gregory in South Nashville on Nolansville Road and Glen Rose Avenue, meeting in a tent September and October of 1956, when a building was rented at Nolansville Road and Peachtree and to house the mission. There was great interest from the group of people to organize into an old-fashioned Missionary Baptist Church in this community. An arm is extended from McFerrin Missionary Baptist Church on that Sunday of December the 16th, 1956. Faith Missionary Baptist Church was organized with 27 charter members, two of which are still living and one being our presence today, Sister Evelyn Woodard and Sister Judy Green Van. Land was acquired right here on this spot, the corner of Burbank and Rose Avenue, and we moved into a home in July of 1957. The former pastors, the first one that was called was Elder Robert Gregory, who was called to be our first pastor, serving until 1960, followed by Brother Howard Taylor from 1960 to 1973. Brother Arnett Gregory, 1973 to 1988. Brother W.T. Russell, 1988 to 1992. Brother Leon White, 1992 to 1994. Elder Brother Ricky White, from 1996 to 2008. Brother Barry Armour, from 2008 to 2013. Brother Benny Maggard, 2013 to 2015. And Brother Ron Spurgeon, March the 2016th to the present. And I see that there's a mistake here, because Brother Forshee pastored it from what year to what year? I didn't read that, did I? I should have caught that. But you pastored here as well, didn't you? And you were between Brother Swindle and Brother Armour, right? So that would have been somewhere between 1996 and the dates there. We'll get that right. Faith was ordained the following ministers: Elders Thomas Armstrong, Brother William House, Raymond Sutton, Luther Tuttle, and Cordell Earps. Faith is also licensed Brother Isaac Swindle and Dylan Clemens. Deacons were ordained by Faith: Brother Thomas Armstrong, Cordell Earps, J.D. Green, Clarence Petty, James Roberts, Dean Cornwell, Charles Wright, R.C. Alexander, and Henry Fisher, Donald Lafer, James Quinn, and James Hicks. The deacons now are those that I just aforementioned. Faith is also the mother church of Harmony Missionary Baptist Church and Grace Missionary Baptist Church, and she has represented the Wiseman Association from 1957 to 1993. I don't know how in the world that I overlooked that, but I'm sorry, but I'm glad you were the pastor here. And so that's the history, and I just wanted to make that known to everyone here today. And I wonder if there might be a word, testimony, or anything on anyone's heart. Maybe you want to share a memory that you've had. From here, I'm going to give way to that at this time before we break for lunch. Anything y'all at all on anyone's heart today?
Her singing, I always wanted to sing like her. And I will never pray for for me and my family, her and Dawn, all my folks. When I see her, God, I have a lot of gratitude for them. And my parents and I really didn't talk about, I don't know, we just never talked a whole lot in depth about, I don't know, spiritual things, because I never wanted to make my parents cry. Because that would always make them cry. I mean, why would you want to cry about something like that? Mm-hmm. I just wasn't one to make my parents cry. Like, now, I don't want to see my mom cry, but they do cry. And I never really knew. My dad, it was harder, so Gene told me. But it made sense, because he went to that camp revival. I knew he went to the camp revival. I knew Brother Murray was the, was the preacher there, and that he, Daddy got saved. And then the Faith Missionary Brothers came to be. And I can remember coming here, and the little kids' class was right there. And I remember Miss Kim, and I remember going downstairs to Sunday school classes. And I'm so thankful that I kind of have one of these. Mm-hmm. Like, it goes from my parents to me. And then to Faith Missionary Baptist, the Grace Missionary Baptist, and we're currently members of Victory Missionary Baptist. So I've got a journey too. And also, I'm honored that I have a lady that came to me, a night of a child, Grace Missionary Baptist, and she said she never has had less to go to anybody ever, and I was the first one, and I want to thank her for that, because I might not have went. And so I got saved that night, and I want to thank the Lord for that. I want to thank the Lord that my family followed God so to where we are today. And I want to thank Him that I was smart enough, wise enough to follow Him, because my children, my two daughters are saved. And I wish I would pray for my grandchildren to be saved. And they took up the cross and they go to church. They're members at churches, paid with us the grace. And Megan is still a member at Victory, where she lives in South City, Indiana, or she will be here today. And my husband works tonight, so he didn't get to come. And then I remember I was so lost, and my tree was gone out there. And there was a tree out there that I was dating. Mom would let me bring my baby doll, but they would make me leave. Daddy would make me leave on the car. I would take my toys in there. So I left my dog up there. And under the tree, he would always park under the tree. So they would be quiet. But the tree's gone. What am I going to do? But anyway, it's an honor and a privilege. To be at this church with my mama and Jean, John. I had a lot of cousins that came here, a lot of friends, but thank you, God.
Thank you.
When you're in your 20s and 30s, you really know, you kind of, you don't get it. But when you get in your 50s, God comes to become closer. You get closer to Him, so that way He never moves. But I'm very, very thankful and honored to be here today. And I wish my daddy could have came. We've been wanting to come for a long time, but we just never did. But he was in a bad shape, but it was an honor. It was hard. It was an honor and a privilege to help Mama take care of my dad and my brother. But my mom is all the honor and glory for that. I mean, the Lord and then Mama. But she did such a good job, and I love my mother, I love Jean, Dawn.
God bless you. Man, I know where that tree is at, still right there in your heart, in your mind. Thank you for sharing that. Anybody else have anything you want to share today? He's here too.
Yeah, he's here too. Some people here know this, but before. Their hope. Mount Tabor Church is in the line of succession. And I grew up in Mount Tabor. Brother Robert Gregory started the church here in Newfoundland in 1960. He took West End Church, which is only 2 times a month. Well, there were 2 Sundays he had available. And Mount Tabor had 2 Sundays available, and so they had Brother Gregory coming. little two friends. And he was the one that I had already started seeking before, but I was really convicted the way I should be. But it was under his preaching first year he was there that I got saved. And then Brother Taylor, who passed a year at the time, came. I met him the day after I got saved. He was supposed to be back from the meeting, but he went out with another meeting that had been extended on. And so he had come until Tuesday morning. And so I met him that morning. And I remember it was an easy way of speaking. And Brother Gary introduced me to him before I got saved. Nice to meet him. He said, in that simple little way, sat with his arm folded in front of him. He said, son, that's the best thing I've ever had.
Amen.
It happened to us very simple thing. So that's just a little connection that I set up in the past 3 years and for a period of time. And it's marvelous if we look in the history and how things interweave. It's wonderful to have a period of time.
Amen. Thank you for that matter. I appreciate people. Anyone else? Don't be shy. Anything on your heart, just let go and let God. It's a faithful act.
Brother Ron, I've been fighting with the devil ever since you got up in the pulpit this morning. I need you to open the doors of the church. Or I need you to open the doors of the church.
All right. Here at
3048.
You want to say something first?
Buddy.
All right. Faith Missionary Baptist Church receiving members by experience of baptism, by letter of credit, 11th Sister Church, Black Faith, Lord, a restoration of by state. We sing this song, and you feel the Lord knocking on your heart, unite with this church. We receive members in that way, and that's the way she did back 6 years ago. And so as we stand, and if you're here and you feel the Lord knocking on your heart, unite with the church, come forth and say your testimony and what the Lord wants you to do today. And we'll proceed from there on out. If we can, we can.
Just take me, just take my life, let me go over there and let me go.
enough, I had that peace. Now, if there's that happening day, woman, I come to belong to the grace to share that with sin.
All right. Here this sister's testimony. What's the will of the church concerning her request?
Make the motion to receive and grant her all rights and privileges of the church from the women to receive.
We have a motion and second to receive her and watch her to church, grant her all rights and privileges once her letter is received, read, and approved. Anyone like to speak to the motion? If not, all the members of church in favor of this motion and second membership of Faith Missionary Baptist Church, let it be known by an uplifted hand. In opposition, the like sign. I see no opposition. Motion carried. Brother Jeff Denton is a licensed minister, is that correct? A licensed minister for Grace Missionary Baptist Church. So we'll let him tell his own words about him being saved, his call to preach, and I would recommend a church faith. Request his license from the church as well when we ask for his letter. If it's read and approved among the approval of the church. So, Brother Bill, would you tell us about getting saved and call for it?
I got into the crowd today to see this door. Bring that memory. I was saved when I was 11 years old at home, but While we were at church that day, my two Sunday school teachers were wonderful people. They're both gone to a better place. And then Sister Gladys Johnson and Sister they were both my two Sunday school teachers, and she was talking about being saved, and she asked. If there was anyone there in that Sunday school class that felt that they were lost and without God, then that was the first time that I had ever realized that I was lost and without God. And we didn't stay for church that day. We didn't stay for church that day, but the other Sunday school teacher, Sister Mabel Presser, Mabel Staper, but the other Sunday school teacher, she taught Mom going out the front door as we were leaving, and told her what I had said in Sunday school class. That was the longest ride that I think I had ever had going from New Bethel Church to Hermitage, which is just a short ride. It seemed like it was about an hour. So When I got home, my parents and my oldest sister, who had already been saved, we went back to my parents' bedroom and prayed. And like everybody else is, I don't know exactly what happened. As he said in my soul, that I found impressions through my soul that day on my parents' bed. And I know that's going to take me to heaven one of these days. That's been 45 years ago, and the Lord is still with me. And I want to go to this church and come to the church. All right. I pray that we'll ever come to the I was called to preach in 1993. The Lord told me to not be down in order to get me to do it. And I remember the time when I finally told it, we were, I believe, in revival. And I was standing in the altar at the church, and I was shaking so hard. I was shaking so hard, keep from falling down. I was shaking so hard. And Brother Terry Hall, y'all all know him up here, was standing beside him. And he was afraid I was gonna fall. So he just kind of held on to me. But once I told what the Lord wanted me to do, and told the church what the Lord wanted me to do, I became just as calm as I could be. And that was an assurance to me that I was doing what the Lord wanted me to do. Amen. you know, because I went from being so nervous to being so calm. And I believe that's what the Lord does, is He makes us calm when we do what He would ask us to do. So I would like to ask this church, I would like to join this church. Amen.
So are you calm right now?
Yeah.
All right. You hear this brother's testimony as being saved and is called to preach. What's the will of the church?
I can hardly do anything. I'm all right. Truly, we just want to be better for saved.
Motion second to receive and grant them all rights and privileges. Anyone want to speak to the motion or any questions you might have? If all of the members of Faith Missionary Baptist Church, let me know by an uplifted hand. All opposed, a like sign. I see no opposition. Motion carried. Let's have another song or two. Come around, shake hands with each other, shake hands with them, shake hands with Ben, and we're just thankful for the Lord's blessing. And here comes Emmy, and I've got a blanket, and absolutely. Come around, shake Emmy's hand too. Glad to have my granddaughters and my daughter here today with us too. Thank you for coming. Let's come around and just be joyful that the Lord is blessing Faith Missionary Baptist Church. As we stand and sing, everybody is smiling.
Brother Forshee.
Brother Forshee.
No.
Go ahead.
Let's go.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
You can't wait.
No.
Just go right in.
No, I'm good.
All right. The Lord may come back before we get ready to say this. Just wanted you to be aware of that. All right. Let's stand and sing. God bless you, Brother Forshee. I apologize to you. We'll get that correct and get a copy to you.
I heard an old story, how they came from glory, happy days of life on Calvary. Thank you.
Bless you, Jesus. I'm glad you didn't hold back.
Anybody else? You all pray, Mr. Doug here, he helped put the roof on this church, didn't you? With his daddy. You prayed for him. I believe I read his brother's name, didn't I? I did. Please pray for him. Long to hear him tell what the Lord's done for him. We love you, brother. Love you. All hearts and minds be with you. Brother Mac, would you ask a blessing on the two? This is a prayer, please.
Father in heaven, we approach you once again this day with thankful hearts for the joys that we have and the remembrances of our times together here. We're thankful, Lord, for those that have come to be in this service today. We're thankful for the message that we've heard, the scriptures that were read, presented to us. We're thankful for each one that's prayed prayer for this church over the years. We're thankful for those who have strived for 16 years to bring to this point. We pray, Lord, that there will be great blessings upon the church for growth, that souls will be saved, and that it will continue to be a light to this community. Lord, having walked up and down these streets and talking to so many people that don't know our way, now we pray, Lord, that they're be this light that shines here that continues to remind them that there is a way of salvation that is true, and the seeming ways that so many have are just ways that lead to destruction. We pray, Lord, for those who might be in our midst that are unsaved, that something be said or done, or something be witnessed by them, that the Holy Spirit can take to their heart and work with them to make them to realize just how serious their circumstance is, that they would turn to you and be born and saved. We pray, Lord, that you would bless the pastor and his family, the deacons and their families, the members and their families. We're just thankful, Lord, that I've been associated with this people and to have the joy of being here with them today. We're thankful, Lord, for the blessings that we've received here, the spirit that we felt move among the people here. Lord, as we've come to this point in our service, we pray that you would dismiss us in peace. Lord, bless the food that's been prepared, that it might be used to nourish our bodies for a portion of the day, that we might have fellowship and enjoyment of time. We pray for Brother Ron as he has to go for funeral service, that you would bless him and the endeavors that he and Brother Billy make as they work to give honor and glory to you for the life of Brother Shoulder. We pray, Lord, bless those that you advise us to pray for, those that are sick and afflicted for the heart or whatever circumstances might be, those that we've met with in Illinois this week that have necessary needs, or for their physical well-being as well as spiritual. We pray, Lord, that you might look down in favor upon your people wherever they might be, in places that we're not even aware of. But there are people that meet and come together and just try to serve you. We, Lord, we pray for each one of those groups, and we pray for this church. Lord, thank you for letting us be a part of it. These things in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Doug. And all go down there and say,